would be hard to make the argument, but some probably would want to make the argument, because that's what the argument is all about, that there are a lot of arguments out there, that there's a lot of conflict in our world. There's a lot of deep wounds that have taken place over the course of time, and those wounds have remained open. Depending on whether or not we're talking about individuals or families, political parties, nations, the whole gamut. There are so many conflicts in our world, so many ways in which we find to divide one another and then to fight against one another, to argue which is right and the one should do this and the other should do that. These conflicts can almost seem inevitable, like they are next to impossible to overcome. It's almost as if it's natural that this one type of person, you know, hates and argues and wars against this other kind of person, that these people are meant to be in conflict. This kind of reality is what we can begin to imagine when it comes to the Holy Land, the Middle East, the Palestinians and Israelis having once more, hopefully, entered into some form of ceasefire, have already once more, within recent weeks, started up conflicts again. These conflicts have been going on for so long that it just seems like it's going to last forever. This conflict is something that just sits and weighs on the world. It's a source of frustration for many. This conflict is between two different groups who acknowledge the same God, one way or another. There are two peoples and two faiths that look to the God of Abraham as their God. They are, however, lacking in understanding of the Holy Spirit and of Jesus Christ. But especially the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, the reality that God is not just singular, but three persons as well. These two groups of people have the understanding that God is one, but they don't have the understanding that God is three. It's not an easy reality to understand. In fact, in my discussion with the second grade preparing them for First Communion, one very bright young man kept correcting me whenever I said three persons. He would say, "Father, persons is not a word. It's people." And I would say, "You're right, most of the time. But in this instance, I'm right. Just believe me. You're going to have to believe that I, being almost, 30 years older than you are, am correct in this instance." And yet that conflict, as small as it was, continued. He just couldn't believe that persons was a word. It's difficult to believe. One substance, three persons, one God, three unique realities all tied into this understanding of the divine. And yet it is this that God calls us as Christians into. It is this that God charges the world with us. And in it, that we are called upon by this very gospel to go out to all nations, making disciples of them all, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This does not mean, sisters and brothers, this does not mean that we lord it over anyone and say your faith, because you don't believe in the Trinity, is not as good as our faith. It doesn't mean that we begin to imagine that the rest are somehow beyond God's mercy, and yet we are called upon to recognize that the Trinity, as mysterious as it is either true or it's not. And Christ, being the God made man who rose from the dead and commissioned us with these words, to go out into all the world, making disciples of all the nations. This is called the Great Commission. This is our mission statement as the church. This is what we are called to do, to go out to all the world, making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that final part, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. This is our mission. We are instilled within us this desire as Christians, hopefully, to proclaim this truth. Those conflicts that seem so deep, so troubled, so impossible to unravel, not that we go over there and just convert them, but I believe in a God that can heal those wounds. And I believe in that God because that God is Trinity. Not in spite of that God being Trinity, but because that God is Trinity. I believe that God is relationship in God's very nature and desires all to be in such close union with one another that we are like a part of the Trinity. We are invited into, we are baptized into the Trinity. The Trinity itself, the God that is three persons, can heal every conflict. With this God, Israelis and Palestinians can exist together in peace. So can Republicans and Democrats. So can UK fans, U of L fans. The whole gamut, whatever it is, whatever divides us, the God that is three persons in one, calls us to that very particular relationship. I've said it before, and it remains true, that me and Jesus just doesn't really cut it. The whole idea that somehow if me and Jesus have it figured out, then life will be fine. The thing is that God himself did not stop. Me and Jesus are fine. That's the whole point of the Trinity. The love of God, it is said by some church fathers, overflowed into the begotting, whatever that means, that God begot the Son, and the love from there flowed out once more, and the Holy Spirit was begotten of the Father and the Son. This love flowed over still into the creation of the world. It's love that invites the other into that relationship, that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are fine on their own. And yet that love reaches out still the same. That is an immense and powerful love. That is the kind of love that leads to the cross. That is also the kind of love that leads to the resurrection. Sisters and brothers, we are empowered by the Holy Spirit through the Blessed Trinity to recognize that this all-encompassing love is called upon to heal the world. I believe it. Do you believe it?